I'm speaking today with Jeanette Sexton, who is the candidate for State House in District 144 over in the Pasadena area. Jeanette, you're a technical writer. How does a technical writer get involved in politics like this?
Well, Charles, that is a good question. Certainly, I did not grow up dreaming of getting into the political arena. My background is in the administrative field, and of course it was an easy transition to technical writing about 9.5 years ago. I went back in my mid-40s to obtain my degree in technical communication from Houston Community College system. It's been great. However, in 2003, I was activated by the Dean for America campaign. It was an exciting, exhilarating time. I had always been active, I should say. I had always voted, and I had even sent money to candidates. I had just never been active on the grassroots level. And so that was my introduction to grassroots politics, and I frankly fell in love with it. I really did. It was very exciting and challenging, and I remember when Dean was running for president, it was just, you know, day by day there were exciting things going on in his campaign, and it just seemed like a lot of fun, and well, of course, I knew it was a lot of work too, but it was just a very exciting time, and I got caught up in that.
What in particular inspired you to say, you know, the activism part is great, but I want to take it to the next step and run for office?
Oh, well, that happened when Governor Dean, Dr. Dean, dropped out of his race in the primaries after his sound trouncing, I believe in
Iowa.
New Hampshire, in Iowa.
Okay.
He decided to drop out of the race, and he said, who will carry the torch? Who will step up and say, I will run? And I said, I will.
Okay. Now, your opponent, Robert Talton, didn't have a Democratic opponent in 2004. You know, he's in a district that is fairly Republican.
Yes.
Not trending somewhat Democrat, but still fairly Republican. You know, how do you run in a district like that?
Well, Charles, that is a very good question. It is true that the district is leaning Republican. However, as you mentioned, Mr. Talton, Representative Talton, has had very little opposition in the past 14 years that he's been in office. I believe only 3 or 4 people have run against him over those 14 years. So I believe in the Dean motto, which is all Republican incumbents should be challenged. And that's one of the main reasons that I'm running.
Okay. What has been your campaign strategy so far?
Well, it's it's been I've used letters to the editor in the Pasadena Citizen and other publications in the area. I really have been hampered by several personal things, but...
But you're still working full-time.
I'm still working full-time, right. That's a factor. I worked for United Space Alliance for 3.5 years before, on a contract basis, before I came on permanently in mid-May. So it's been a challenge. It's definitely been a challenge. I'm doing the best that I can with the resources that I have.
Okay. Let's talk about what's been going on in the district a little. Pasadena being an area that is known for refineries, chemical plants, whatnot. The environment, clean air, is a concern. What do you believe? Well, what are you hearing from voters on this? And you know, what is your position on environmental issues?
Well, Charles, it's a very, very tricky situation. As you know, many of the residents of Pasadena work in the refinery plants, and so for them, it's a bread and butter issue. However, I feel that it's a quality of life issue, and I'm trying to educate the voters in my district that, you know, it doesn't do any good to have a job if the job is making you sick or making others in the community ill as well. It's a very, very touchy subject in my district, but I feel that we could institute cleaning up the environment without sacrificing jobs.
What in particular do you believe the legislature can and should do to affect better air quality?
I believe the legislature could do a lot. Now, I understand that the Democratic contingent has tried on many occasions to put forth legislation. However, my opponent in particular has voted against these measures time after time after time. The Republicans generally feel that business should be given free rein, that it should be completely deregulated, and you know, that they should be free to make as many profitable dollars as they possibly can without respect to quality of life issues, to health issues, and of course those are my concerns.
Yeah, what one thing would you like to see the legislature do on this issue?
I would like to see the legislature really give teeth and enforcement capabilities to the TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Too many times the TCEQ gives polluters a slap on the hand, doesn't really enforce its own regulations. Of course, the problem is that most of the members of the commission are appointed by the governor. They've been appointed by Republican governors, and these are mainly people who have worked in industry. So
it's a fox guarding the hen house situation.
Yes, it is, exactly. So there needs to be a change there. I mean, I'm really looking forward to Chris Bell winning the governorship so that he can appoint environmentalists, people who really care about the environment, to the commission. And if that doesn't work out, there should be a way to change, perhaps through legislation, the way people are appointed to that commission.
Okay. Your opponent is probably best known for some of his stances on social issues, in particular things regarding gays. He has sponsored legislation to bar gays from becoming foster parents and also to prevent them from adopting children. How does that actually resonate in your district? Do people care about that sort of thing? Is that a priority?
The right wing, the Republican right wing, probably cares about it and thinks it's a very big issue. I happen to feel that all people deserve dignity and respect, irrespective of their sexual orientation. We're all human beings. We all deserve respect. You know, the Bible talks about homosexuality perhaps being against God's viewpoint, but many, many more times in the Bible there are references to taking care of the least among us, the poor, the infirm, the sick, the widows, the children, and the Republican Party just completely disregards that fact.
Okay. Talking about children, of course, the big news in the legislature has been issues regarding school finance.
Right.
They, in the last session, passed some new business taxes in order to pay for property tax relief, and the issue of school finance is still to be addressed. What is your opinion of what went on in this last session, and where do you think the legislature needs to go from there?
Charles, the legislature has had numerous opportunities to fix this problem and has definitely failed, in my opinion. The children of this state deserve adequate and fair education opportunities. They have not been getting them from this Republican-led legislature. The legislature has just totally fallen down on this topic, on this subject. This latest bill that they passed through in the latest special session is really a debacle. I mean, in order for the teachers to have a pay raise, they're going to have to go to the legislature to try to negotiate a pay raise in the future. It is not a good bill. It was not a good bill. I would not have supported this bill.
You're talking about the which bill in particular are you referring to? The one that created the business tax, or the one that provided for incentive pay?
Neither of them were very good. They were compromise measures, but really and truly, they do very little to address the unmet needs of the educational system in this state.
Where do you think the legislature needs to go from here?
I think it needs to go Democratic.
All right, well, that's a good start. But what one measure would you like to see taken up?
Well, they really need to fix the educational problem in this state. It hasn't been addressed fully. There's just so much more that needs to be done. I mean, teachers need across the board pay increase. They are severely underpaid in this state. We're below the national average, and that's one thing that definitely needs to be addressed. Also, you know, we need to ensure that the children are well. And in order to do that, we have to provide some sort of health care in the schools to make sure that they are performing at their optimum level.
So you would support restoration of full funding for the child's health insurance program, the CHIP program?
Definitely.
Okay. One other thing that's been in the news a lot lately, of course, has been immigration. You know, what, if anything, do you believe the legislature can or should do about the immigration issue?
Well, it's a big issue, Charles, but then I believe that it's an issue that is just being brought forward as a wedge issue in this midterm election. I myself am of Hispanic descent. I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My mother came from Mexico, my father's from Spain. I understand the issue. However, I also know that there is a right way and a wrong way to enter this country. I was married to an Egyptian man for a couple of years, and I actually helped him gain his green card. So I understand that it's a long process, it's an expensive process. It can be a very frustrating process, but that's what needs to be done. People can't just come across the border without proper legal papers. It's just not acceptable. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it, and many of the people are coming across without legal standing, and that's just not acceptable.
Okay. Houston has been in the news lately for issues with rising crime. How much of that is being felt in your neighborhood, and what would you like to see done about it from a legislative perspective? Your district,
Well, actually, my district encompasses a section of Deer Park, most of Lower Pasadena, Ellington Field, and a section in Sagemont across I-45 in Houston. So it is a very far-flung district. Crime is definitely on the uptick. It is a huge problem. Just yesterday, as you know, one of our Houston police officers lost his life in a routine traffic stop. We definitely need more police officers on the beat. I understand that Houston is very highly understaffed, and there needs to be something done. A lot of these Katrina evacuees have contributed to the problem, to the crime problem in Houston. I don't know what the answer is, but the legislature should address this problem, because we do have a definite crime uptick in the Houston area.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
Not really.
Covered most of your issues?
Well, my top issues, as you know, are education, and that includes fair compensation for teachers, cleaning up the environment without sacrificing jobs, and better access to health care. I myself didn't have health care until I became a full-time employee of United Space Alliance in May. I had to buy my own. And sometimes that was difficult on a single income homeowner basis. So I understand the concerns, the needs of the poor. I understand what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck and have a rough time making one's ends meet. I understand these things, and those would be the concerns that I would definitely address in the legislature should I be fortunate to be elected in November.
Okay. Jeanette Sexton, thank you very much, and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much.